Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just wanted to remind you to get your buzz back.
Hey, get your buzz back.
What's up, son?
My head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way, but good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, 'cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of Remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, 'cause I'm a pilot of this party flight, and I'm calling my going down, bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back, I got my buzz back, yeah. 7 digits sitting in my phone, the thought of her won't leave me alone. There was making out and making plans, and maybe tonight we can do it again, yeah. Got the nerve to call her.
Of being back. Are you back with us, Ron, yet? Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just as the show was about to start, Ron was trying to get a hold of his nurses for some treatment. Maybe you picked up on what it was.
Right. He was getting some meds from his nurses. So
he decided to open the show with a little bit longer song than just one of his quick little drops. And so we'll just kind of wait for him.
I'm wondering
back.
If I might need to call him and three-way him in. He might be having some issues. So
when he does have those issues, does he normally find a way to get a hold of you somehow or no?
Well, he can't call me. I have to call him. So
you're going to leave me alone?
Well, I'm not really sure exactly what
Michelle, call me.
I should do.
Oh, there's Ron in the chat room.
What's he saying?
He says the nurse is here. Anyway, what is the etiquette? This is what kind of irritates me sometimes. This is a topic that, okay. You and I, Cherry, were on the phone. Cherry's having some computer problems that the tech guy is trying to help her with. And we hung up the phone like 7 minutes before the show starts. Do I have to say hi to you just because we're in the chat room? I mean, we just talk to each other? Is this like just the courtesy or the etiquette to do?
It does seem a little bit odd to say hi again once because we just hung up the phone with each other, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's happened before when I've been in a Skype session, you know, it may be an hour or two long or so long, and all of a sudden people that I've been talking to forever pop into Twitter to say their goodbyes, and it's like, okay, am I expected to say goodbye for a second time? I just said goodbye, you know, a few minutes ago, vocally, you know. I guess I think about, okay, anybody that's following both of us, all right, well, he's not responding. So I'm asking, what is there like an etiquette? I don't know.
I don't really know. I don't Skype, so I don't know. I guess
there's another example. Here's another example. Somebody's birthday. I tell them happy birthday on the telephone or on a radio show, one-on-one, wish them a happy birthday. If I don't go on Facebook and do the same thing, you know what I'm getting at?
I know. It seems like redundancy, but you feel like, even though I've said, you know, I feel like that because, like, I talked to Vicky, in person a lot because we're in the same city, so we talk
right.
on the phone. Yet, do I still need to go on her Facebook page and make comments on her Facebook page, or do people think I'm ignoring her on her Facebook page? You know,
yeah.
It's odd little idiosyncrasies like that that make you wonder.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, welcome back.
There's our fearless leader.
You know what?
Yeah.
I have to. Before you say anything, Ron, I have to address Michelle because I asked her to call in and talk to me because Cherry was thinking maybe Ron's having phone problems and she would three-way call you. And I said, you're going to leave me alone? And so I said, Michelle, you call in. And duh, who's going to pick her up?
No, I could have picked her up. Actually, she is picked up.
Yay! Who knew I could be this quiet for so long?
There she is. Hey, girl.
There she is. Yay!
Yeah, my problem was that my Skype kept on blinking off on me.
Oh,
and then
the meds or the nurses or some.
Yeah,
some
then
like
they
that.
Were just they perfect timing. I knew they were going to.
Yeah.
I was almost ready to call you to see if I needed to three-way you back into the chat.
No, let's not try that. Well, now the opening of the show has all gone to pieces.
All right. Rewind.
So,
take two.
Yeah, that's a good way to start it. So, let me just clear my throat. Sorry, Ron. I'm going to try and lighten up the news I'm going to deliver right now.
What news do you have to deliver?
Melinda will not be calling in tonight. She just messaged me about 9 minutes ago. So I just found this out. A couple of hours ago, she private tweeted me, but I was busy catching up on American Idol so we can talk a little. And I didn't look at my tweets. So the message I'm delivering is from Melinda. And she says that she's so sorry, but she's extremely exhausted and have school in the morning, and she just wanted to know if she can call in on Monday's show.
We'll see what happens.
That's what I thought. So I'm sorry for setting this all up and then it not happening.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's not like we have all done it once or twice.
Well, you busted my cherry on because I don't like to do stuff like that.
I won't. I actually, Ben and me both have got, Ben has kind of been on a, not able to get a book.
A bad streak.
And I'm on, I'm in bed all the time, sleeping and not trying. I do want to talk about a few things, though, that happened today and stuff like that. And I want to talk about a few shows. And Michelle and Paul, you can join us.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Because I shouldn't be talking all the time. Let's start out with kind of an update about me. Well, they're wanting to send me home, I think, tomorrow. But I hope they pull off that they don't till the next day.
I hope they don't, too.
Because I need to be able to go home when Ben will be around and can get me into the house and not stress about going to work. You know what I mean? And he can make sure all my, you know, stuff, you know, is where I need it. So that's the bad good news, in my opinion. But I really don't think they should send me home.
No.
I've not felt good ever since they switched to the pill. They're going to have to either find me another pill or something, I think. So we're going to... I'm just going to let hope the reports show them. So... and that's nothing, guys. It's just me.
Okay.
I took someone off.
What's that action level? Ron is playing Mr. No Pants, and it's a naked warning.
No.
Oh gosh, that's just too rough for me to think about.
I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious if they have given you any indication of, are you any closer from qualifying for Emory?
As for that,
he's getting there.
I've made sure they asked about it, and wondering, you know, if they will, you know, at least help me do that. You know, try to get, you know, I the thing is, I don't want to go back into the same routine.
Right. And that's kind of what it's setting up to be like. It's like, okay, I was in the hospital for about a week, you know, back a while ago, then went home, and then now I'm back again, and are we about ready to repeat the same thing over and over again? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, and I don't want that. I would have thought they would, you know, and we're still working on some stuff. So just, I'm just going to let my brother and the doctors decide what to do. You know, and go from there. Because I know why I know. I know that I won't be able to handle if I went home today. So that's it.
I got a question, Ron. Not to cut you off or anything, but I know in these situations there's like a mediator that works with the hospital itself Is that what your brother is working with? Or is that who anybody is working with, what you're working with? You know, because of your, you know, your financial situation? You know, that's
yeah, we work
probably
with a social worker.
Right.
Kind of person, yeah.
Yeah, they should.
But they don't know. You know what they told my brother?
What?
They told my brother that we have no public aid and that we need to move to a location that has it.
Yeah, patient advocate is what it's called.
And we don't have that.
Can you see if you can help Pammy? She can't seem to get sound.
She's private messaged me.
Maybe her audio is on mute and she doesn't know it.
Maybe she...
I'm working with her in a private message.
Okay. Thank
maybe
you.
A beaver ate it.
Again, you give me such a visual. Thanks, Ron.
She's a sweetie. She sent me such a kind and caring message about Ron. She's been so worried about him. She's had a rough time recently herself, so it was very nice of her to come to the meeting tonight. I really like for her to be able to hear us.
Okay, the next subject is don't forget donations. And I'm not going to get you nothing, but I will try to, everyone who does donate, I am going to try to find something to mail to everyone who does donate. And the tote bag is still up, but I'm going to do that a little differently. If you donate, you'll just get a token, and I'll draw it when I get home. And if you put a little more money in, you might get a little more. But I need to try to make like $25 with four donations. $25 and four donations by tonight to help me pay my Windstream.
What happens, Ron, if you don't?
I lose my internet at home. I have it to cover. I hope they can switch time, but if I need it where I can get it in the account over the weekend before I can write a check, but that's about it. I'm getting something done to my AV.
Yeah,
so if I
right.
So if I start to yell, you know, I'm playing up with them. I was going to give them this mean nurse is going to, oh, she's hurting me.
Oh.
I know I'm working, trying to just work the chat. Okay. She said it won't work. I don't know what she did. I think she flushed it.
We can hear that she's being nice to you, Ron.
Yeah, she's been okay. She's been my first timer. She doesn't know the games.
So what are we going to talk about tonight?
Oh, well, we got lots to talk about. That's what's
Let's
so funny
get there.
About it. Hey. I've been sleeping all day.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to sleep again. But I'm ready too. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's start.
Yay. Let's have some fun.
Oh. American Idol.
All right. Yes.
Let's do spoiler alerts.
Do it.
So if you don't want to hear who about Idol, please turn down your volume. Your volume. Because tonight, I thought... Okay, first of all, last night, James Awesome What do you guys think about James?
I don't think so. I think he's over the top. I'm done with him. I'm sorry. One Adam is enough, and I believe it's the same thing.
I disagree.
I know you do, because we always go against each other.
He's nothing like Adam.
Okay, so he's not as much of a dresser-upper feminineness type of guy.
I actually am proud of him.
Yes.
I think that considering he has Tourette's and the way he has come out and actually done what he's done before millions and millions of people, I commend him, and I think it's amazing what he's doing, and I think it's wonderful that somebody with Tourette's is going to be able to make a living in the entertainment field, you know, and provide for his family. I mean, Tourette's is an awful, awful disease to have, and he's rocking it, and he's coming out of his shell, and he's not afraid to do it, and you can still tell that he has Tourette's when he speaks, when he talks, but when he's out there rocking on the stage, he has no fear, and I commend him. I can't say that he's the one that I'm voting for specifically, but I'm proud of him.
Hey, what about, Oregon Pam?
She's gone.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell her to go to my webpage.
Ryan, I just wanted to let you know that someone is going to be putting $50 into your account tomorrow.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Back to Idol, though.
I want to run down the characters, Paul. Let's do this real quick.
Right.
And our thing. Damn it. Sorry, my oxygen level's dropping bad. Okay. Paul. What do you think about Paul?
I think he is just a very unique kind of performer, and I think he is getting swallowed up in comparison with everybody else. And for me right now, he is probably the person that I would least be disappointed in leaving. And I think the only reason he stayed is he happens to be the person they're pushing in vote for the worst. Remember back in Sanjaya days?
Oh, no. Are they really?
Yes, Paul McDonald is the person they're promoting on Vote for the Worst on Idol. I don't know how many votes that generates at all, but when the final three were up there, I thought he's staying.
Yeah, you knew he was going to stay, too. I think they should have gave us four options, though.
Bottom four with two leaving.
See, I thought Paul was leaving.
I kind of did, too, but I knew that he was on that
website,
so Paul, you were the one that mentioned that the other night on the show, so because you had said that, I kind of wondered if he would be staying. In the back of my mind, I was like, Paul says that he was on that website.
My recollection is those sites, or sites like that, can be effective up to a certain point. When the numbers get down far enough, then they get swallowed up, because right now the votes are spread over so many people that it can be effective, but it won't last forever. And he just has not, in my opinion, he's had a number of weak performances, you know? What do you think, Ron?
I like the guy, I think he's going to make it a little farther. I was shocked that he was on the
His lower. Song choices for the way he sings, and it didn't help either for him to intro himself into last night's show as saying, well, we did our band did this song once, and we bombed. I mean, you don't set yourself up like
He you know? So set himself up.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No.
But if he picks the right songs that really match him, I think he can, you know, do a good job, but he just hasn't, so.
I thought he was done.
Okay, what about, okay, let's go. We talked to James. Casey.
I love Casey.
Michelle has a different, just that laugh.
She doesn't like Casey.
No, I think he did well last night. I think that no matter what he did last night, that he was going to say, be safe. I really, really do.
I think Casey got on the bottom because of some stacking the deck of somebody.
But as far as last night, it sounds like Ryan was hinting that he might have blown everybody out of the water vote-wise.
Oh, well, because he was much better this week, too. I like the guy. I don't see him losing out of the top five.
What do you think about his makeover?
It was a little one, but it was nice. And as for... let me say this about this. Here's when I'm turning my... You know, each year you have that one person that in the beginning you start to hate or you don't, you know, really... You like them and you just automatically put them in the bottom three. Well, can you guys guess who is the one that is off my list right now for 2 weeks in a row?
Really? Casey?
No. Guess who it is.
Is it a guy or girl?
Jacob Lust.
Can't tell you.
It's Jacob.
No.
That's what I was
No?
No, he's where I think he should be, on the bottom three, but he ain't getting there.
I missed it. Did you give a clue, a guy
I
or girl?
I won't give a clue.
Okay. Oh,
Sue gets it. I'm going to give it to Sue. Sue gets it.
Oh,
Kayla.
Really? Oh, I like her.
You know what, though? In the beginning, I couldn't stand her. But now, Haley has proved two great songs over the past, you know, couple weeks.
I agree with Steven Tyler. Sexy. That was a very nice little set she had.
And I understand why the reggae girl went home.
Oh, yeah. She was
yeah,
so-
I didn't like her from the beginning.
Oh, I did. I think that she blew it because she started with the crazy dancing on the stage, and then she went reggae on us. And it's okay to go reggae, but do it with your own voice. But then she wound up putting on the accent, and I definitely was, like, so turned off.
Yeah.
Now, I thought maybe Stefano went home over
the final
lead. What? Stefano, yeah.
Stefano
should have went home over.
I would not be too sad to see him go, but he has a pretty big following, is the sense that I'm getting. He does have a good voice, but I'm getting tired of it. I don't know why. I don't know if that even makes sense.
Well, I definitely like Stefano, but I just don't see the same person that we saw during the auditions anymore.
Yeah, me either. And I think he needs to go.
I think he needs to break out on the piano. I think he needs to bring that back.
I agree.
He was awesome on the piano. Nobody goes wrong when they bring out their instrument. Ding, ding, that's what she said. I mean, everybody
did
that one.
I was just curious to say that.
I couldn't stop myself.
But, no, I just think the girl that got kicked off tonight, the other one, I still think she was better than him.
You think that Thea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Thea just stayed in that safe zone and everybody else, you know, was trying to take these little chances and she never did. So, and Stefano, he took a little bit of a risk, you know, knowing that he was in the bottom.
And Pia has to step out of the ballots next week.
Well, she said next week. But it doesn't matter because every ballad that she sings, they could say whatever they want. She nailed
it out of the park.
I mean,
but she has
God,
she has to show, you know, even every ballad singer has their couple, you know, happiness songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
when presented with Elton John's songs, she couldn't pass that one up. If it was one of her favorites, it was a fantastic choice.
Yeah.
Even though they told her not to, but it would be interesting to see something else. I agree. Just to see if she can, you know, step out of that mold.
What is the choices next week? Have we heard?
You know, somebody, when I asked this last week, had said that this week was going to be the 80s, and it turned out to be Elton John, so I'm not sure.
Oh, I didn't say that, that's for sure.
I thought I heard Elton John.
I can't remember who or where, but where do you find that information out? I
don't know.
I'm bringing it up. Hang on. You can keep talking while I'm looking.
But American Idol is, I think American Idol's back to. I'll be honest with you, but American Idol, I think American Idol is the best I've seen American Idol in many years, and we have some very, very good artists. Hey, we got a caller.
I agree while you're picking that up, Ron. I agree.
I got the theme.
I think that the other night I thought when I saw the Elton John performances, I said, you know what, every one of these 11 I would enjoy seeing on a tour. And I haven't said that in years past. It's like, oh, you know.
See who's calling, yeah. Ron.
What?
See who's calling.
Oh, I will in a second.
Oh.
The theme for next week.
It could be somebody important.
Well, maybe. The theme for next week is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Interesting. Mm.
And they did swap out Elton John for the 80s. I'm not reading why, but they did switch it out. I don't want to get too involved in reading and not pay attention to what's happening with us here. So.
Maybe, Jerry. Let's see how important this guy is.
Okay.
Caller, are you very important?
Can you hear me?
No. Oh. Who are you?
What's that? Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Can you hear me?
Why
are
you saying you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
No, we can't hear you.
Hold on, let me go outside.
Ron, our jokes are falling flat, aren't they?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
What's that?
Who are you?
I am.
Hey, Ben.
I am Peiko. I'm almost Peiko. I'm going to be Peiko in about a half an hour, I think. So we'll see.
Oh, how are you doing, Ben?
Not too bad. How's it popping down the hospital?
Just had a little drugs put in me.
Uh-oh.
I'm like in the ozone layer. Like I have my M&Ms in the morning. And
hey,
my,
is Matt sharing with us?
Did you say M&Ms or something different?
M&M.
Oh, okay.
Say hi to the chatters, by the way, Ben. There's
oh,
hi.
Hey. Hello, chat room. How are you doing, folks?
Hey,
you're
Ben.
You're enjoying this wonderful. Hey, what's up, Mickey?
Not much. What's happening?
Oh,
I love it
late.
When you call me that.
I love to call you that.
Woo, you got
yeah,
a match.
Hey, oh, yeah. We're having an April Fool's party, so.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Today I saw the pig man.
The what?
The pig man.
No,
pig man.
We're not doing a Seinfeld episode, are we? Yes!
What is the pig man?
He's the guy that's in the hospital. He looks like a pig.
On hey. Seinfeld?
Uh-huh. Tell me that's
oh,
where
God.
You're going, Ron. Tell me.
That's where I was going with
yeah.
it.
I missed it.
Yeah, George was in the
yeah,
hospital.
Kramer was determined to find the pig man.
Oh, man. See, I didn't see every Seinfeld episode, unfortunately, because I...
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I saw the important one with Penner in it, so... You know. I know it is pretty important. Yeah.
Greatest show of all. Greatest show of all.
I love it.
God,
no, it's not
dark.
The greatest show of all. It's one of the top. But... You know, hey,
so,
get back to Idol real quick.
Oh, yeah, you know, did you talk Idol yet?
What?
I saw a little bit of Idol. Well, actually, I saw like the last, I don't know, 20 minutes
we
or so.
We were talking about how it's going to be Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I hope you're not talking about the guys and you're talking about the girls.
What?
Because I got to say, those guys are the biggest amateurs I've ever seen. They, I think, all except for maybe the bearded wonder there. I don't know what his name is, but...
His name is Ralph.
Holy crap. I mean, I was watching him and it was painful. As a musician, I can sit here and I can bitch about it because those guys suck. You know, those people singing, and that's one of my favorite songs, that Wings song. And I was like, this is like amateur night at the friggin' bingo hall or something.
Yeah, what
do you
know,
think
about
who
that?
Who are those people? Who are those people?
I'm so with you on this.
It was pretty bad.
I was.
Now,
I,
girls.
I mean, I just,
totally different story.
I was cringing at Jacob. He looked like he was in pain.
Which
like,
one is Jacob?
The gospel guy.
But I mean, see, I know, is that the guy with the beard?
No, he's
no, that's
the
Casey.
African-American guy on the show.
No, Casey's the one with the beard.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm just talking about the one song that I saw. There was like four guys
man
all doing an old Wayne song.
Yeah,
oh.
they really
yes.
destroyed
it
that.
It was amateurish at best. You
okay,
know?
I agree
seen...
with
Holy
that.
Crap.
I was talking about last night's individual performances. You're talking about tonight's
I know, I'm talking
group.
About tonight. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I actually fast-forwarded through all that.
That didn't work. I thought the opening one, they had a duet between Lauren and Scotty.
That was good.
That was very good.
Yeah, I missed that one. I missed
well,
that
gotta
one. I got
to go back and watch it.
Well, I got to see the girls sing, I don't know, maybe it was a Christina song or something. I don't know what it was, but that was good. That was good, you know. Not spectacular,
right.
but good. I thought it was really good. You know, I like that blonde girl with the nice hair,
Ben,
you know.
When Ryan Seacrest, after the boys sang, Ryan Seacrest asked Steven Tyler, you know, about if they're ready to go on tour. And he said, yeah, they can open for Aerosmith. I thought, okay, that's a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a huge lie. They wouldn't be able to open for my garage band, you know. My garage band kicked their ass. Good God. So, yeah, whatever. The girls, though, wow. There's your winner,
Katy
group.
Perry.
Right there.
It was a Katy Perry song, Sue says, in the chat room. That's right.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah, I didn't recognize the song, but I thought they did a really good job with it. That girl in the middle, the girl, was it Haley?
Haley, yes.
Blonde hair?
Yeah. She's awesome.
She's the most approved Idol person this year.
Really?
My opinion.
Yeah, I was a little sad to see who went and did go, because I had thought she would go somewhere earlier.
Yeah, I really thought she would go early. And
the girl with the end name. You know, I'm not trying to give any spoilers.
I am a
spoiler. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Spoiled. But what the hell? I thought she was going to go far, so I was really distressed about that. But, you know, I haven't followed every episode, so I don't know. Maybe there are better. I mean, Haley is obviously better, so that's what I'm thinking now. Anyways, so back to the round table.
Hey, what about Survivor this week? Let's do a quick Survivor talk.
Sucks about Russell. The best player ever to play Survivor.
Okay.
Good night, Ron.
No, I was going to ask that question, actually, tonight.
Oh, okay.
Leave it on a high.
The Russell being gone Survivor question. Did it really suck Russell not there?
No.
Or is he playing the same game other people are doing? So I don't really miss Russell, because Russell, at this time of the game, started to shit off anyway.
Yep.
So, I mean, and and Philip is bringing up the lack of entertainment.
Oh. I don't want to see Philip go, really, to be honest.
I do.
I mean, he's crazy as pie, but, you know,
good
the guy he's entertaining as hell. You know? I mean, God.
Right. Admit it, as much as people might dislike him, when you tune into Survivor, what are you waiting to hear? What stupid thing is Philip going to say tonight? Everybody is waiting for those stupid comments.
The Zapatera tribe, all they're doing is thinking about who they're going to get off on their own tribe. I don't know what game they're playing. Have they ever watched Survivor?
They're sitting back and letting other people do stuff. Well, what's not being done, they're not being responsible for, so they can't get the blame for that either. So,
Ron, what did you think of the challenge tonight, or last night?
The challenge?
That was pretty cool, I thought.
I
like it.
Concentration,
yeah.
Survivor style.
No, not the duel, but the obstacle
main
course.
Challenge.
Oh.
The main challenge was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. I liked the RI challenge was pretty cool too. I mean, easy as hell, really. But
you know what though?
What?
Matt's a god right now, in my opinion.
That's
all right,
nice.
Here's a question.
In charge.
Next. Matt's not a god, Ron. Matt's a samurai.
That's
he should be in.
He's going to go down in Survivor history for sure.
All right, who wins, Sarita or Matt next duel?
Matt.
Oh, Matt. Yeah. Unless it's like a brain challenge or something.
Even though they say he cut his foot really bad, but I think that's just to give us some little hesitation as to who might win.
And
yep.
They spoiled our next week. The Redemption Island person returns, and
what the heck? Ridiculous.
Oh, he returns next week?
Yeah,
yep.
On the merge.
Yep, it will be a merge next week, and he will return.
That's
I wonder if
nuts.
RI continues.
No, it's the person that wins the next challenge goes back to the tribe, and then they have the merge.
Right, but I'm wondering if after the merge, does whoever gets voted off go back to RI for the next?
I doubt it.
Oh, you think that they're going to continue it out then?
They should. They might as well right to the end, and then on the final four, bring them back for a fifth player or something. Be kind of cool. I mean, I kind of like the RI thing, you know? At first, I'm like, thought it was cheesy, but I like it, you know? It's kind of cool. Challenges are a little cheesy, but the whole idea is pretty cool. So, they got all year to work on it. So,
I can agree.
Who agrees that if Matt returns, that he's a favorite to win the whole thing?
He's not a favorite to win the whole thing, but I think people are going to look at him as being somebody that, you know, more respectfully. So, I can see Rob wanting to team up with him.
Does anybody know if I haven't looked online? I assume there's been no Ponderosa yet?
No, because they didn't start the jury yet.
Right.
Oh, that's when they start it. Yep.
Yeah, they have to have a place to put them. So once they go to jury, they go to the Ponderosa, and we get a whole bunch more behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
And the losers go somewhere to Loser Island, the land of misfits and toys.
I think that they're going to – I think Matt obviously is going to go for Rob, and I think everyone is either going to jump on board with Matt or they're going to get Matt out as soon as they can. I think that Philip is going to sit
there. I've got a question that nobody's going to be able to answer, but they could guess at perhaps. Who was the other person that voted for David? Sarita voted for him, but who was the other
– It was Ralph.
Really?
It was Ralph. And the reason that he said that was because he did that was because he said that he would never write down Sarita's name to Sarita.
Right.
I looked at some of the behind the scenes stuff, and that's what he said.
Okay.
No,
so,
I knew it was him.
It was definitely him. So I think he actually wrote Davey. There's a if you go to the CBS website for Survivor. And you go to behind the scenes on the videos.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
You'll see it there. They took the audio out. They're no longer letting us hear what they're saying. Maybe because some of them were just bashing each other. But I don't understand the reason why they're not letting us hear that anymore. We can only see it. And I post this in a forum that I'm at, and I'm really annoyed by it. So I'm not good at lip reading, but I might. Well, I shouldn't say that out loud, huh? I changed that. I take that back. I'm good at lip reading.
Philip's great at lip reading. Trust me. He knows all of that.
But, that's that on that. So there's your answer, Paul.
Huh.
I know. Sort of blue because I was wondering who did it too. You know, I thought you had said you thought it was Steve, right, Paul?
No, I had no clue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody had said a while ago that they thought it was Steve and the NFL player.
Yeah.
They thought it was him that threw it, but no. You know, I think that Philip is going to be pretty much coattailed almost to the end because he's just, you know, so hated. And someone's going to have him as a back pocket target. They're going to keep them in their back pocket, and then when things start coming their way, they're going to throw everything that they got on Philip out there and at least save themselves for one more week.
I think Grant and Philip and Rob will do the threesome type deal with Philip being the back pocket person.
Right.
That's a good guess.
Grant's good at those.
Rob and Grant's going to work together.
Until Rob knows that he has no choice but to get rid of him. I don't think that Grant is going to go far unless they get rid of Rob. I really don't see any of the guys getting far with Rob there for some reason.
Right.
Well, I think Rob likes Grant.
I think he likes him too, but he also knows gameplay. He knows, like, he's got Grant, and he's got a loyal person, but
Grant's strong. He's got to go eventually.
Yeah. Speaking of Grant, you know, last week his shirt was torn completely almost off where he just tossed it.
It was torn off, yep.
It was torn
right.
off.
He had another orange tank top on. They either gave him one, or he just accidentally happened to have another one with him in his clothing stuff.
Maybe it's one of Rob's. Rob's giving all his clothes out to everybody.
His underwear
Jeff
to the ladies.
Tweeted that they sewed it back together with the sewing kit that they provided them.
Who tweeted it?
Jeff Probst.
Really?
Really?
That's industrious.
That's some serious sewing.
No kidding.
Wow, where'd they find the time to do that?
Yeah, I don't think – I think that they probably would have just gotten him a replacement shirt to take all that time to sew it up. I mean
– okay, guys.
And it was clean. It was filthy, dirty, muddy.
There's some other shows I want to talk about. So we're going to move on from this show.
Hold on. I got one more question. How tall is Ryan Seacrest? How tall is Seacrest?
5'5".
Oh, so he is a little guy then.
Yeah, he is small.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought he was always like 6'1 or something.
No
oh,
way.
No.
He's like,
he's a
I'm looking at Fantasia.
Guy.
That was Fantasia tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's like, I mean, I was for a second, I'm like, is that Fantasia? Is that like, you know, some male transvestite dressed up because she's towering over 6'1"?
Like.
Even bigger. I mean, God, I mean, I love Fantasia. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking her. I'm just like I always thought Ryan Seacrest was like 6+. You know, at least 6 tall. And Fantasia's like towering over him by like, what, 3, 4, 5 inches anyway. So that was surprising. That was,
yeah, he's a little guy.
Okay, well, that changes.
Oh,
so. Yeah, Joe McHale always busts his
You don't
chops.
Watch the suit very much, do you?
There you go.
No, I don't. I don't watch the soup. I mean, I've seen it, but I don't, you know, I don't subscribe to it, so.
You don't subscribe to it?
No, not religiously, anyway.
They're always talking about how small Seacrest is.
He's getting
five,
on his knees and stuff.
He's that's 5'8". Yeah, we had
no
somebody
idea.
In the chat room Google. Thanks, Jen. All right, Ron, what shows?
Oh, is it my turn yet?
Yeah, go on.
I thought this was the Boom Boom Room reality show. Tonight.
Almost.
No, I want to talk. Do we want to go to letter number A, B, or C?
Oh, gosh.
Try C.
Yeah, let's go reverse.
Well,
that's what she said.
C?
C.
Okay. I finally watched Real World Vegas. So, have you guys been watching that?
No.
I have.
Okay. So, the ones that have, speak up. The ones that haven't, shut
your
mouth.
I'm a have not.
Yeah, I'm a definite not.
My first question, Ron, is have you seen all of the episodes up till now?
I've missed one. Okay. And I will go back and watch that one.
I'm still a little bad with the name. But
I'm not.
The one guy that is in there that is causing all the problems in the house. You can help
Adam.
Me with his name.
Adam.
He's a mess. That guy, I don't know if he's going to be there the entire season unless something really changes. He's already into it bad with one of the house guests, and he's breaking up a relationship with one of the females. And he actually set out to do that. It was his intention to break them up.
Bounced out of the bar a couple times.
I'm sorry, you go into a show like that, you have to go in single. That's so stupid going in with a guy out of the house.
Well, I kind of agree with you, but, I mean, that's their choice. If she was in that relationship for 3 years and she wanted to go in and not break up a three-year relationship, you know, I guess that's her prerogative. I don't think it's very wise, but, I mean,
why
that
go
was
into
her
a
prerogative
place like
to
that
do, but
if
I
you
don't
weren't
think
looking
it's
for
be
love?
Very successful, but, you know, I don't think it's very nice for one of her roommates to set out to break up her relationship either.
I don't think he set out to break it up.
I don't know.
He did. He said he was going to.
Yeah, but that's because he likes her.
Well, most men would be respectful of that.
I don't know.
Hey, guys. I'm going to jump out here. I got a couple of my friends are leaving. I just got to go say bye to them.
No problem, Ben.
But have fun and get well soon, Ron, because, you know, you're our leader, our fearless leader. So do what you got to, you know. we'll talk to you all on Sunday. Good night, chat room. Don't get in any trouble this weekend. Paul, Cherry, have a great April Fool's. Ron, I'm sure you're going to pull all kinds of tricks on the nurses. And I will see all you guys Sunday.
Party hard for us, eh? There, Ben.
Oh, yeah. I'm on it.
Bye, Boom Boom.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night, Ben.
Hey, Mickey.
Love that.
Hey, Mickey, you're so funny. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Yes, I definitely got that song a lot.
So, okay.
Did you get to see them dancing in the Blue Martini?
No, I said I missed the first episode.
Oh, you missed the first one. Okay.
And that was the only episode that I've seen Carly in also.
I know.
Suze has a question.
I like the Nathan. Or is Nathan? I like the Zito. The Zito twist. With the girl
that's Dustin and Heather.
Heather. Oh. Yeah, and he goes by Zito.
Yep.
Ron? Yes.
The question, I believe, in the chat room revolves around somebody who posted to you about a Nikki rumor. It was, oh, what's his name? Oh, I just drew a blank. Starts with an S. A guy that, oh, shit. Somebody. You've mentioned him before. You said that he got a hold of you and sent you well wishes.
You mean Samuel?
No, not Samuel. It was something. Hold on.
Cupcake says Zach.
No.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I know you don't. I was hoping you would.
Well, did you see it, Paul?
He heard from Elvis today.
Elvis, why did I say starting with an S? Elvis posted something to Ron or the Rad Reality Show about a rumor. What's this rumor that Nikki is talking about? Ha ha. Sounded like you knew what he was ha haing about.
I sent a message to Elvis and told Elvis that.
No, I know what I know what it's referring to.
And you're chuckling like you're not going to share.
I'm going to go read it first.
He's got a refresh.
Where is it posted
memory.
At?
Hold on.
Cupcake is going to post it.
Elvis says, I don't know what rumors Nikki is talking about, wink, smile. 5 hours ago it was posted on your show site. Your Facebook show site.
Oh, he posted it over there. I never go there.
I know.
That's probably why he posted it there. You saw the last time he posted.
I was looking on Ron's regular website.
Well, it's not even there.
It's on your Rad page, she says.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Now fill us in.
But what I couldn't find was what he was referring to.
You know what he's referring to.
Me?
Yeah, it's a rumor that has to do with another reality star that was at the Vegas Bash last year.
Oh, I know.
Well, okay,
and,
I don't. Can you
and
share?
When I was talking to him on the phone, I mentioned to him that I was wondering if he was part of that rumor.
But you can't say whether he confirmed or denied.
I guess maybe.
I know. You want to save that little nugget for another time?
No, I think I could probably pull the rumor off and not get blamed. Because I think it's out. But
uh-oh.
I don't know.
When people say that, that means they're coming to my side of the trap.
You're driving the chat room and me crazy with this.
You can blame it on the meds, Ron.
Oh.
You're in the hospital.
Unless they're listening, he won't know. And if people talk about it, we'll have to deal with me.
Well, you know what? The person that gave me the biggest donation, I will tell you the rumor.
Of course you want to come out and bribe.
You're bad.
That's just wrong.
No, it's fine. I can wait it out. I'm not going anywhere.
It's not that big of a deal.
Fritz is giving you a countdown. She's going to leave us.
Okay. Ask me a question. What do you think the rumor's about? Ask me. You can give me 5 questions.
Is it about you and a girl?
No.
Okay.
Is it about him and another celebrity?
Technically, I would call reality stars celebrities. So, yes.
Okay. So I got a yes. So, who's the other celebrity?
You ask me yes, no questions.
You didn't say that. That wasn't the rules you set up. You just said ask you questions. So I asked.
Yeah, and I said you must ask. And I came back with a response. I only accept yes, no questions.
Is this?
See, I know the answer, so I'm trying to help God here.
No, you're trying to help everybody else. Thanks.
Yeah, I think you do know the answer.
I know I do.
I think I told you.
You did.
So you shouldn't be talking.
Okay, so review the answers again. It is...
Did you see what that girl said, Ron?
Yeah. And Jen, no, it's not about none of my co-hosts.
And it's not about no pants. They're going to start coming after me soon.
Somebody earlier threw out a Carly and Lane.
No.
Okay, does it have to do with you, Ron, specifically?
Oh. No.
Okay. It's not connected to you in any way.
He called me up, okay, and told me, you know, sad that he was talking to me about my being Philly good. And I asked him if a rumor that I've been hearing was true. And I said I knew one part of it was, but I wanted to know if you were the other part of it. So the answer was he can't tell me or deny, but he kind of did tell me. So, you know, yes, it's about Elvis. It's about a rumor that's going around, but it's not a rumor because it's facts, and because there's a lot of sugar involved in it.
Jen just guessed, is it a Survivor person? And Jen said, oh, with sugar probably. And Lola said sugar. So they're on the right track.
No, they're not hooking up. Okay, you know, Sugar went to the rehab. Well,
right.
Elvis is the guy that... Elvis and the Nez...
Nuzzy.
Is the, they went and visited her on...
Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah, you know, Celebrity
right.
Rehab. When they did their baseball game. So...
Okay. Now I know... I don't know why I didn't think of that rumor before, but it was mentioned... I think
on a couple... Right.
Or, something that... There was somebody at the Vegas Bash or is on the list this year to go to the new this year's Vegas Bash that was part of was a visitor during Celebrity Rehab show, and people were trying to guess who that was.
Right.
And Elvis is a good guy.
And actually, that is, Suze, that was true that Sugar said this on her interview on Supercast last week, that she did actually date Andy Dick for a while. And she said, the sober Andy Dick and the drunk Andy Dick are two different people. So at any rate, I think she said she dated him for like 2 or 3 months.
Well, I hope that Celebrity Rehab taught her not to date Andy Dick again.
I mean, that would make any woman run to Celebrity Rehab.
Oh.
I mean, I would run from Missouri to Celebrity Rehab, and I would run to any rehab if I, oh my goodness.
I just think that she's so gorgeous that...
I just love her to death. She is...
She could do a lot better.
That girl
well,
could land Clooney. I mean, she is gorgeous. She's smart. She's everything in one package. And she's cutting herself way, way short with Andy Dick.
Right. But let me ask you this. It seems to be a common thing that a lot of women find humor attractive. If you make her laugh, then they can look past that. But maybe...
Oh, Lord.
Andy Dick sober, and he doesn't, you know, I don't know. I don't understand. But, yeah, you should, if you didn't watch it, that Superpass interview was, I enjoyed it.
I mean, humor is attractive, but nothing about Andy Dick is attractive.
I know. I love what Kim said.
I know, I saw that.
Well, what else do we have to talk about?
What was A and B, Ren? What was your other show?
A and B. We were going to talk about... we did the... Top Chef.
Top Chef.
Richard, yes, I'm so happy.
I was too.
Yeah, I like Richard. I think he deserved to definitely, you know, win because he was, you know, kicking himself so hard. And I think when Isabella got cocky, it kind of just, you know, although he thought he was on top of everything, the minute you get cocky, you're doomed.
I also think they wanted to give it to Richard because it was more... secured in his restaurant in, you know, what he's done in her overall, where Michael still had time to improve. You know what I mean?
I wanted Richard to win. I honestly didn't think that Michael was good enough to be Top Chef.
Yeah, I thought Richard was going to win it hands down. But then Michael did prove it a little bit.
He did come back.
The first round.
He surprised me quite a bit.
Yes, definitely thought that Michael would have had it. I think that it was his sous chefs. If he would have had a different group, I think that, you know, like he wanted Jen, that she would have, like, been on top of everything, even more so than what Michael was on. So when he didn't get her, you know, even though he got Jamie, you know, I think that kind of, you know, already shot him in the foot a little bit. Because he was already had a little bit of negative energy from what they showed editing-wise. You know, he tried to, like, brush it off, but I don't really think he was completely comfortable with that, you know?
And I can't ignore this. I'm sorry. I keep hearing beeping in the background, and I'm worried that it has something
it's
to do with
it. It's just me.
Is that your oxygen run?
Give me a second here. I'll get it off.
Oh, I don't mind hearing the beep. What I worry about is if it is an indicator of something wrong with you.
Yeah, my oxygen level dropped to 88.
So should
That's
you take
care
of that?
That's not a good thing, Ron.
It's okay for me. It's not that low.
All right.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm usually running around 91, 92. So when it drops to 88, I'm okay. But when it drops past it, it's when I worry. So, there it is. It stops.
Did you like the way that they did the preempt stuff for the show, and they cut to like Chicago and Las Vegas?
I loved it.
Did you see that? Not Padma, the other one. Didn't she say 30 seconds, and it was actually 30 minutes till they found out the results? Gail. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I liked it, you know, but in a way it was just a little distracting for me, you know. Are you going to watch the, did you watch What Happens Live afterwards?
I don't think I did.
Oh, it was pretty good, but they announced who the fan favorite was.
I have that on TiVo. I just haven't watched it yet.
Okay,
oh, yes,
I
did
see
part of it. Yes, I did.
I won't say anything then.
I did see it. I know who it is. And
okay.
I agree. She's awesome.
You know what? I disagree.
Who would you like to have seen?
Who would I like to have been? I would have liked to have been Jennifer. She got fucked in the first third.
Well, that's just it.
Place.
We didn't get to see any else of her, so why would she be a fan favorite?
Because she was a fan favorite the first season. And
yeah, but she was longer.
She got knocked out for a reason, bad reason.
She got kicked out for having an attitude. Gotta love that.
I like her, though.
Hell yeah. So, strong women? Absolutely.
No, I really thought, you know, the one that won, or I thought maybe Antonio.
Yeah.
Or Fabio.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I thought Fabio might have taken it.
Carla, she has such a great attitude, though, and she always had a smile on her face and was always so upbeat, and she just had a great karma about her. I just really liked her. I was really sad to see her go.
Well, guys.
So what was A? We got to go with A, and then we need to let you get some oxygen in you.
I got oxygen in me. What is the last subject? Give me a second, I got to remember it.
Was it the mob?
Yes. It was the mob.
Oh, I'm recording that. Is that good?
I gave it a thumbs up big time.
Oh,
it
man,
was
it
was touching. It really was.
And this first one was the marriage one?
Yeah.
The proposal. Okay. I'm going to have to catch it on
Yeah, we won't
online.
Go into details, but let's just say I enjoyed it, and I think it was finally one of the cool shows. And anything Howie Mandel touches is like stone.
Or virtually touches.
Yeah, he doesn't touch it all the way. Unless he has gloves on.
Let's go in a different direction. He doesn't touch it all the way.
All right. I'm gonna be the first to leave here, guys. I'm gonna call it a night. Maybe others follow. I don't know.
Okay, I have one announcement to make really quickly.
Wait, don't leave, Paul. I have to make an announcement to you here.
Okay.
Real quickly. And I, Kim, if you'll put that back up for me, I seem to have lost the information that I need. Kim is doing a drive for cancer, and on her Facebook page, she's, asking for people to donate small amounts, just like $5. If anybody's interested in making a donation to help Kim on her drive for cancer, you can go to her Facebook page and help her as well. Of course, Ron needs some help. If you can help him with his donations, he needs some help with his internet. He could absolutely need... get some donations in. He needs some
tonight.
Donations of $25 if possible for his internet. And if you need help with how to donate to him, you can go to his Facebook page. You can get a hold of me or Ron, and we will help you. So everybody's trying to do good for everyone. I know it's hard to ask for money, but Ron's in a bad way here, and we need to keep his internet on. So I didn't want him to have to ask for it again, so I'm going to. If you can help, please do so. And What kind of announcement did you have?
Okay, my first announcement is I got this page. I haven't really read it myself, but it's Larry Keene. So if anybody would like to look at it and see if it would be something good for me, Lori Duncan, I believe that's Reindeer.
Right.
Posted it on my site, on my page.
I saw
so,
that.
So anybody that would like to look at it and see what it's about, it's okay, Kim. We can share. God give us all enough money to get us both taken care of. He's blessed me already, I feel. And my last announcement was a thank you. Anybody that told Cherry to wish my brother Ben happy birthday, today was his birthday. And thank you for signing his card. And he, I think, was touched by it.
Can I tell him what the card said?
Sure.
I got him a card that said, "You may not hear it as often as you should, but you definitely need to hear it today. You're a good man. You're a stand-up guy who does the right thing, whether it's noticed or not, a man who's got strong convictions and a tender heart. Here's wishing you a day to feel every bit as respected and valued as you are. Happy birthday."
Beautiful.
And I thought that really spoke of, you know, how he should feel today. He is valued and respected, and he probably doesn't hear it from all of us who thank him very much for taking care of Ron. And I wanted him to hear it today, you know, today on his birthday, that we do thank him for taking care of our friend Ron. So that
was happy birthday, my brother.
Happy birthday, Sam. Did he get the card, you know?
Yes,
I made sure he got it way ahead of time.
Yes.
I sent it priority.
Hey, Ron, I'm just reading the site you tweeted, you posted. I say definitely look into it. And because one is close in your area, or close enough in your area, I say it's definitely worth finding out if you
qualify.
Yeah. On a very quick read. So, anybody else that knows a little of the admin part of anything with hospitals, if they can read that and get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that would probably be really, really good to try for.
Well, guys, I better let you go. My oxygen levels hitting at 88 won't go down.
Okay.
Or up.
I'm also getting signatures on a card for Michelle Costa for a sympathy card regarding
Thank
her grandmother.
You.
So if anybody wants their name on that, please let me know.
Yes. Don't keep her in her prayers.
Absolutely. And Cherry, you don't even need to ask for mine.
Okay.
Me too.
With everything that Michelle is going through, she probably won't be here for Monday's show?
To be determined.
Okay. Okay.
So maybe we can call on you if not?
Me? Yeah, I'm down.
We'll talk a little housewife or me.
Oh, my God, I am so over housewives. They so bore me. But I watch it still.
All right, this is a good time for me to leave then.
Check it out.
I'm joking, Paul. Good night, Paul. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. You take care, Ron. Get your oxygen back up, okay, hon?
I'm okay.